You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here in Scotland, my home city of Edinburgh. Adam Smith, welcome.
I love Edinburgh, absolutely love it. My dad was at university here. I've had many a Hogmanay up here, and it's a beautiful city, and especially at this time of year, especially Christmas time. So unfortunately, we're not going to see a lot of it today. We're straight back tomorrow for the second part of the media tour. But yeah, it's fantastic. And it'd be great to bring boxing back north of the border. We've always had some wonderful fighters and knights. And yeah, obviously a special place in my heart as well with my comrade and colleague Jim Watt for many years, of course, who I commentated with, who taught me the ropes for you know, over a decade or something, when we worked together. So yeah, I owe him a lot, and I owe the Scottish boxing a lot, because we always have incredible nights, the crowds are phenomenal, and Josh Taylor now is a real superstar of the sport, and can take the mantle on from the likes of Ricky Burns', Scott Harrison's, Alex Arthur's, Gary Jacobs, so many we've had before. So yeah, it's been a long time since we've been up here, and really looking forward to coming back to Glasgow late February.
And what a fight it's going to be in late February with Jack Carroll taking on the undisputed champion of the world and Josh Taylor. It's very unheard of to have two Brits, a Scotsman and an Englishman as well, that rivalry facing each other for the undisputed, every single marble, but even the Ring Magazine belt and so on. What does that mean for boxing? Not just UK boxing, but you've been in the game long enough. You probably have never seen this before, I don't believe, unless you can remember one. But this is a massive, massive, massive fight.
Yeah, we remember when Lennox Lewis, you know, unified the heavyweight titles. But of course, the WBO wasn't around, or certainly wasn't as considered as the others. And, you know, for Josh to do it and bring all four belts back from Las Vegas against an undefeated fighter in Jose Ramirez, and do it in the style he did, and without his fans, I think is one of the great achievements in British boxing, you know, full stop. So a special moment that for Josh, but you know, he wants to become a superstar in the sport. And to do that, he's loved and known in boxing, he's loved and known in Scotland. It's now time to get him globally. And I believe that, you know, he's only had 18 fights as a professional, wonderful amateur too. But I believe that, you know, February is the sort of first part of trying to turn him into that star. The problem is, he's got an undefeated fighter, 26-0, in Jack Catterall in front of him, who, okay, hasn't been tested at the very top level and will be, but he's dangerous and he's waited for his chance. He was there in Vegas. He's, you know, he's had the step aside situation, and he's been waiting in for a year, year and a half with a top training team in Jamie Moore and Nigel Travis. And of course, he's an underdog here, but he's a very live underdog. And I think that he'll have nothing to lose. And Josh has got everything to lose. And as we saw with George Kambosos the other night, you take your eye off the ball and everyone sort of dismisses a fighter. Josh won't do that. I think he's very professional, but he needs to get a job done on February the 26th. But I think it is a special moment. Two undefeated fighters, as you say, one from England, one from Scotland, all the belts in an incredible place, the Hydra in Scotland, in Glasgow. Fantastic atmosphere. It's a great fight, you know, and someone says he's got to go. All that, it's brilliant. It's got everything.
See, when I'm looking at the fight, I like to look at the two fighters. Obviously, I know Josh very, very well. I know Jack very well as well. When I look at Josh, he's been active. He's fought the top of the game in his division in Prograis, Baranchik, Ramirez. Jack maybe hasn't fought the best opposition leading up. The last two fights, Schwarzkopf, and I can't remember the other gentleman's name, in his last fight, he hasn't fought the opposition that's had that fire in his belly. And it will almost be a year and a half that he's been in the ring. Can we look too much into that, the fact that Josh has faced, he's been active, and the fact that Jack hasn't had that world elite level opponent yet, and he hasn't been that active? Can we look too much into that?
Yeah, Teofimo Lopez beat Lomachenko. That was a massive surprise. And then look what happened to him. I think stars make fights. You know, Josh has also been out since last May. He'll have been out nearly a year. He's got a slight injury and has had that, which has delayed it. So I think he's taking the right attitude here, in that he respects Jack, he likes Jack, but it's business. And yeah, look, on paper, you've got to say that he is and has operated at a much higher level than Jack Catterall. You know, Jack Catterall's been in at British level, the likes of Tyrone Nurse, Sahara Davis, and fighters like that. But I think that it is a step up for, however you look at it, activity, momentum, world-class opposition, tick, tick, tick with Josh Taylor. You know, I believe Josh Taylor is one of our great fighters, you know, of many a year. You know, I was a big admirer of Joe Calzaghe, as I think you know, and know, southpaw, undefeated, undefeated over a long time, 46 fights. He had an incredible career. I think Joe was the best fighter, maybe with Lewis apart as a heavyweight, certainly the best fighter since the Second World War. John Conte, Ken Buchanan.
Glad you mentioned Ken Buchanan.
Yeah, I would argue, you know, Ken Buchanan, an incredible fighter. But for me, I thought Cal Zaghi was you know, over this side of the water was certainly one for me. And I think Josh Taylor, he's got a long way to go before we can sort of start, you know, comparisons over a whole career. But look where he is. You know, he's won everything. He's beaten incredible fighters who are unbeaten. And he's undisputed. So look, if he goes on and takes care of Jack Catterall and then maybe moves up and, you know, deals with one or two of the welterweight stars, you know, you gotta say that Josh will belong in really esteemed company. He's on the way, but there's a long way to go, and he knows that. And I think that's why he's taking Jack Catterall really, really seriously. And for Jack, what a chance! What an opportunity! And it's not, you know, he's undefeated in 26 fights. He's good. Jack Catterall's a good fighter. Jamie Moore wouldn't have bothered, you know, if he didn't really rate Jack Catterall. And they think he's got a real chance here. And you never know with Josh if he's slightly off. You know, he's not the biggest puncher, for example. He's a brilliant stylistic southpaw with wonderful hand speed, movement, defense, agility, decent power. But, you know, Jack Catterall, you never know. He could get lucky on the night, or he could prove a real problem and give Taylor a really hard time. I mean, you've got to say Josh is a big favourite going into it, but it's also a battle of the unbeatens. And as we know in boxing, anything can happen. He's also got the crowd, which I think will really help him. And I think he'll be fired up because he doesn't have that animosity for Jack that he has had before. And I think that could be tricky. But I think once he hears Flower of Scotland, it will all change.
Definitely. Just talking about Sky Sports, and we spoke a little bit off camera there that coming into the new year, 2022, you're in Wales, Manchester and Scotland, big, big fights in Eubank and Williams and stuff like that. Just talk to me about Sky Sports and what you're doing. You've been in the game long enough, and with all the Eddie Hearn situation and stuff like that, getting back into that nitty gritty and get back into it, man. You're really taking the bull by the scruff of the horn, so to speak, or the scruff of the neck, or whatever the terminology is, but you're really going for it, aren't you? And Sky Sports, you're trying to bring on the big, big and the best fights for the fans.
30 years and counting in terms of, we've had lots of ups and downs. I've been there nearly 28 years, and you know, before me there was some really big nights on Sky, but also some smaller ones, and we've had our ups and downs. I think we've shown most of the great fights and nights over that time, and we've worked with some of the, probably all of the best promoters globally. You know, everyone knows, you know, Eddie and I had a really good relationship for a long time, and you know, Matchroom and Sky together sort of rebuilt the structure of boxing after AJ in 2012 and the big arena shows and then the big stadium shows. And we had a fantastic sort of partnership together. And it was odd this year. You know, the first half of the year was strange. And then Eddie decided to go to DAZN, and that was that, really. And we, you know, it's a friendly divorce. You know, there's no animosity. I mean, you know, we've always got on brilliantly, but it's different. It's business. And I think that I was then thrown into a situation where I'm working, obviously, with Top Rank, which I've known Todd DeBoer for many years. And Top Rank have delivered some phenomenal fights already in the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been brilliant to have the names like Lomachenko and Inoue and, you know, and all of them, Terence Crawford and Porter. So many great fights and nights. But the really interesting thing has been working with Ben Shalom, and I've really enjoyed it. You know, he's young, he's enthusiastic, he's bright, he's entrepreneurial, he's got something different about him, he's got a lot of passion, he's a real worker, he wants to succeed. He's got John Wischusen with him, which is a nice partnership because, you know, Johnny Wish and the whole of Sky go back a long way from his days with Matchroom. He's a very underrated and brilliant man in boxing. And I'm there to sort of, you know, help as well and connect the Sky world with Boxer. And Boxer have got a great team, and they're full of passion. And I think our team have just got their mojo back as well. So everybody's pushing towards a really big, bright future. You know, Boxer have got the big deal for 4 years in the UK, Top Rank in the States. So that's great for fighters because they're attracted to the Sky platform, to ESPN as well in the States. We've made some really good signings, I think. Very, very excited about Caroline Dubois. worked really hard to land Fraser Clark over the last few months, and that was a big announcement on Friday. Yeah, and obviously with Calm Brook and Eubank Williams, you know, we're starting to get some momentum. So I think if you look back at where we were in sort of April, May, to see where we are by Christmas, I think we've shown that we are, you know, very much still a powerhouse in boxing. And although, you know, our fighters were moved to the zone, and, you know, the Matchroom fighters, and many of them we miss. And I know Katie and Connor are fighting this weekend. And, you know, personally, that's hard. That's difficult. But you've got to crack on. And I think that we've made some really important signings. I think Tasha Jonas is a big one for many reasons. And Fraser Clark, they're almost like the sort of leaders in the pack. And they can be almost like team captains. And all the young coming through, the Azeem brothers and, you know, the likes of Ebony Jones and so many others. I think it's a really fun time, and it's a challenging time, and I've really enjoyed working with Ben. I'm not sure my wife will agree the amount of calls we get late night, but you know, that's boxing. He's 24/7, I'm 24/7, Eddie's 24/7. That's why we love it. And look, it's, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're not going to sit there and say we're, you know, the home of this or that, because obviously DAZN have got a huge stable. PT have got a huge one with Frank, and you know, we all watched the Yard fight the other weekend. He was brilliant, and I like that. There's lots of competition out there. It's great for fighters, it's great for fans. But I work for Sky. My business is to get, you know, Sky Boxing as hot as we can. We've got 18 shows a year from Top Rank. I think we've had 7-8 of them already. That's been absolutely brilliant. The boxer shows have been fantastic. The tournament was a really, really good start. And we've got a great January, February to look forward to after Christmas. So for me, it's off to Ali Pally and the darts for a while. But I can't wait to get back into the thick of it for the new year, because I think 2022, we're gonna come hard and we're going to come strong. And I think we're going to make some more announcements and make more fights. And, you know, that will just, you know, push the competition up everywhere, which is great for boxing.
Music to my ears, Adam. Music. One final one then before I let you go, because I think you might go up to the castle. I don't know. Edinburgh Castle is beautiful, man. But one final one for me. Josh Taylor, Jack Carroll on Sky Sports. Message for the fans, and why should they tune in and buy those tickets?
It's a fantastic fight for Sky Sports, you know, to all our customers. It's an absolutely brilliant one. It's a real blockbuster of a match. Josh Taylor, one of the great fighters in the world, period, full stop. Not just in Britain. And Jack Catterall, one of Britain's best fighters. So you're getting England and Scotland. You know, we've got the press conference tomorrow in London as well. It's a massive opportunity for Jack Catterall. But, you know, Josh Taylor, when I got the news that, you know, we had the Top Rank deal and that Josh was coming back to Sky, I can't tell you what I went through when we didn't have the Jose Ramirez fight. And, you know, we were attacked from many sides on the fact that we didn't show that fight. I'm a massive admirer of Josh Taylor. I would have had every single one of his fights on Sky if that was, you know, possible. But sometimes things can't be done. And sometimes it's, you just got to wait your turn. And I watched that overnight, and I texted Josh straight afterwards. And I said, that's one of the great achievements. And now, please, can we find a way? And I'm really, really pleased that he's with us. And I think his future is incredibly bright. But he's got to get it right on the 26th of February. I think being an exemplary professional and being as good as he is, I think he will. But I think Jack Catterall's dangerous. He's got nothing to lose. And you never know, which is why everyone should tune in.
Adam, if I don't see you beforehand, I'll definitely see you fight week before the fight on the 26th. So until then, good luck with everything. Hopefully I will see you beforehand. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. But if I don't, I'll see you fight week in Scotland. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year as well. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.